Social Security Act 1935. System of federal old age benefits and enabling states to make more adequate provision for aged persons, blind persons, dependent and crippled children, maternal and child welfare, public health, and the administration of their unemployment compensation laws, to establish a Social Security Board, to raise revenue and for other purposes. Medicare. Number 1. Hospital insurance, disabilities for 65 plus, inpatient expenses, nursing, etc. Number 2. Medicare medical insurance, doctor's fees, outpatient, supplies, etc. Number 3. Medicare. Medicare Advantage. A choice of options including Medicare Managed Care Plans and Medicare Private Fee-for-Service Plans. Number 4. Medicare. Outpatient Prescription Benefits. Unemployment Insurance. Unemployment Insurance. Aid the gap between positions and layoffs. Employee must be unemployed through no fault of their own. Eligibility is determined by state law. It provides temporary financial assistance. Each state has different benefit details, length, and taxes. Revenue Act 1978. Revenue Act 1978 widens individual tax brackets and reduces the number of individual tax rates, increases the personal exemption from $750 to $1,000, reduces corporate tax rates, increases the standard deduction from $3,200 to $3,400, increases the capital gains exclusion from 50% to 60%. Section 125. IRS-approved flexible benefit plans reduces payroll taxes. Premium-only benefits. Flexible spending accounts. Family and Medical Leave Act, 1993. Premium-only benefits. Employees pay their portion. Tax income is reduced. Flexible spending accounts. Employees prepare payment for medical, cafeteria plan. Employee can set aside a portion of their earnings to pay for qualified expenses. Family and Medical Leave Act, 1993. 50-plus employees. Mandatory benefit program. Reasons for leave could be birth, adoption, illness. Eligibility. 12-month employment or at least 1,250 hours worked. Retirement plan. Defined benefit plan. Retirement plan. Defer income and taxed at dispersion. Defined benefit plan. Employer-sponsored. Employee benefits are categorized using salary history, length of employment, unrestricted access, investment of specific amount made monthly with varying selected return. 401k. 401k. Employee and employer contributions. Highly compensated employees must not have more benefits than others. Tax deduction to the company. Deferring income taxes on the saved money and earnings until withdrawal. Fiduciary duty to diversify plan assets to minimize the risk. Current yearly IRS limit an employee can invest in 401ks is $15,500. 50-plus age employees are allowed to invest up to $5,500 more. Indemnity Medical Insurance. Health Maintenance Organization, HMO. Preferred Provider Organization, PPO. POS. Indemnity Medical Insurance. Expensive fee to provider-based. Vast choice of health options. Fee for service. Employee can use any provider. Employee pays deductible, 80% reimbursed, 20% employee pays. Health Maintenance Organization, HMO. Managed care, limited choices, based on preventative care, fixed monthly fee, with co-payments, no lifetime limit. Preferred Provider Organization, PPO. Insurer will be billed at a reduced rate when its insured utilize the services of the preferred provider. Pay by service, must stay in network, but you can choose any doctor you wish. POS. Combines HMOs and PPOs. Freedom to mix services. Choice to use network providers with minimal copayment. No deductible with using network providers. Dental. Preventative. Checkups, cleanings, 100% reimburse. Restorative. Repair, 80 to 100% reimburse. Major restorative, 50% reimburse. Orthodonture. Braces, 50% reimbursed. Lifetime employee cap. Qualified spouses. Employee participation. Qualified spouses. voluntary or involuntary termination of the covered employee's employment for any reason other than gross misconduct, reduction in the hours worked by the covered employee, divorce, legal separation, or death of covered employee. Employee has right to know total accrued and plans if non-forfeiture. Coverage for mispayment, deduction to continue policy occurs. Employee participation. Minimum law is 1 year of service or 21 years old or 100% vested employee after 2 years. Vested employees have a right to contributions employers have been making. Work opportunity tax credit. Employers who hire disadvantaged job seekers are eligible for a federal tax credit. Pay. Pay. Age data. Current market yearly pay increases are worked into salary data to keep pay up to date. Level data. The pay rates are based on current employees' pay and the task they perform, and employees who do less are paid less in comparison to that employee. Payroll systems. Computer programs that are in regulation with federal and state employee compensation requirements and taxes. Have measures in place for information security of control. Report information in an accurate manner. Employees who operate the system should be properly trained to avoid errors and keep payroll accurate and on schedule. Security is critical in terms of fraud controls and privacy of information. The Human Resource Information System and the payroll system should work in unison.